It's time for the latest installment of our I'm an American series. Since the beginning of the year, we've heard the stories of Muslim, Hispanic, and Hmong people who've talked about how the label American fits into their identity. Today, WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell introduces us to a Native American man who offers another unique perspective.
I first met Michael Zimmerman at the Indian Community School in Franklin, where he was teaching the biweekly Ojibwe language course. I had never been to a Native American language class before, but the students said the course helped them get more in touch with their culture. So I asked Zimmerman to talk about his culture and the label he uses to describe himself.
I identify predominantly as Native. And the Native side isn't just one thing. My fifth great grandfather was Ojibwe and Odawa, and his name was Sakaekwinik, and his name at baptism was Leopold Pokagan. But he was Ojibwe and Odawa. His mother was Odawa and his father was Ojibwe. But his children were with Potawatomi women. So all of those children, all of the descendants are Ojibwe, Odawa, and Potawatomi.
Zimmerman was born in El Paso, Texas, the oldest of three siblings. His family moved around a lot due to his father's work, but he grew up primarily in Niles, Michigan. He's lived in Milwaukee now for 6 years. Zimmerman says his father's side of the family is Native American and German, and his mother's side is Mexican. He says he's always embraced his Native American identity.
My father, you know, he made a point to say at a very young age for us that we were Potawatomi and that we were Native. Even though we weren't necessarily living in areas that we would have been able to connect with that heritage, because geographically it just wasn't in the Great Lakes region, we were very keen to know that we came from a place and that we were very specifically Native and a specific kind of Native.
Zimmerman is federally enrolled with the Pokagan Band of Potawatomi in Michigan. He says he can trace part of his father's Native American ancestry back 10 generations. One of his great-grandfathers even fought during the French and Indian War, also known as the Seven Years' War. It was the North American conflict in the war between Great Britain and France from 1754 to 1763. But what I found most interesting as we talked was what Zimmerman said about the role of labels for groups of people and the connotations those labels carry. Zimmerman brought up the subject when I asked him to discuss misconceptions people have about the Native American community.
Well, I think that right there in and of itself is an example of that. It's not a Native community. It's really Native communities.
Zimmerman says he thinks both Native and non-Native people tend to homogenize too much, putting everyone under one umbrella. Later, the topic came up again when we discussed the very word American. Zimmerman says it has different connotations based on the languages Native American tribes speak. He says the words that some tribes use stem from their interactions with European settlers.
When you look at, Potawatomi or Ojibwe or any of those, then they call them Chimokwan or Kichimokwan. And that what that means is a really large cutting tool or large cutting knife. And it talks about, well, there's two thoughts as to where that came from. One is referring to the bayonets at the end of the guns when they used to have them on their muskets. But another one is the Bowie knife from the 19th century and late 18th century. But again, it's like it's always associated with weaponry and it's always associated with warfare.
Zimmerman says while those languages reflect the warfare that took place, tribes also have had non-Native allies since the beginning. He says if people take anything away from hearing him talk about Native American culture and language, he wants it to be this.
That there are still speakers of the language that walk this earth, and that you should seek those people out, in the time that you still have with them.
Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for race and ethnicity reporting is provided by the Doman Company.